Monday, March 20th. We got into some political follow-up. The president wanted to be sure Ehrlichman gets moving on the Pentagon Papers, getting some attack stuff started now. He thinks we ought to get a column following up on Church's attack on Ambassador Watson, saying that the State Department has the files on lots of congressmen and senators who are guilty of disgraceful conduct abroad, and if the Senate wants to investigate, we'll open the whole pot for them. He feels that our only hope is attack, not defense, and that we should be moving on that basis. He's concerned about the Life article out today, and that he can't figure out how they found out some of the things that they've got. Our general analysis is that Gleason must be the leak on it. He's concerned that we've let China dissipate as a issue because we didn't exploit it, that we have to be blatant about these and we need something to build them up. Our strong suit is foreign affairs and we need to figure out how to play it. He also got to thinking that we should move all the political operations, primarily Colson, out of the White House and into Mitchell's operation. The White House has the aspect of appearing to use the superpower of government unfairly. He sees a campaign building up on this, as evidenced by Ziegler's problem. On it. And that we've got to get Colson less visible because he offends people and rides too hard. On the plane going up to New York for the drug trip, he came up with the idea of a club for the group that made the trip called the New China Hands, in contrast to the Old China Hands, with the idea of the symbol being the handshake and the point being made that the old hands knew everything but about China and yet knew nothing, whereas the New China Hands know nothing about China yet know everything. With Nixon as president, Pat Nixon as the chairman. He wants to have a party for the press, adding the members of the kitchen cabinet, and all of the press will be taken to Moscow. Gridiron was a big issue again today, because Ziegler raised the point that the women are up in arms, and also Pat and Julie had both hit him on the fact that he should not go, and it would be a very bad thing for him to do. So, he was getting the feeling again that he should back off of it and started doing some checking on that. And he decided he shouldn't go, that we should try to get the VP to do it on the basis that it would be very helpful to the administration, that he's getting good press now and this would help his press, and that we'll play into the hands of the radicals if we're not represented. The president thinks he ought to do it. Tried that on the vice president. He played back to me the point that the president had told him in writing he didn't have to do it this year, and he argued that neither of them should do it, that we shouldn't play into the press's hands at all or try to cultivate them, that there's no hope anyway. He then told me to call Bill Rogers and get his view, and Rogers said that he felt the president definitely should not go, and he really thinks the president should, but if neither of them go, then either Connally or Rogers should, and it ought to be Connally. He thinks we should be careful not to have an administration boycott. He thinks it'll be especially vicious this year, probably heavy on IT&T. He emphasized that you won't lose a damn thing by not going, then suggested that the Chief Justice could respond for the president, that he doesn't mind the gridiron and would be good at doing it. I played that back to the president. He liked the idea and made the decision he won't go. He won't make the VP go. He will have Berger do the response. And so that's where that was left. It was interesting the way everybody I discussed it with copped out for himself and passed the buck to someone else. The drug trip to New York went pretty well, but the president felt that we were reaching too far. That we have a problem of finding the right things to do that aren't too obvious, which he felt this really was. On the drug penalties question, he called on the trip for the stiffest penalties, and Ron was concerned that that might be interpreted as death penalty, but he made the point that his idea was there should be no reduction of penalty for drug pushers. The prosecutor should ask for the highest penalty under the law. Too many are getting off with a slap on the wrist, he told Ron to use exactly that line. He had some discussion with Colson on the IT&T thing. Not much developing today, except that the FBI has now partially refuted at least the typewriter expert's testimony. Rogers raised with me the question of his memo on Moscow and said he wanted to simply avoid the thought that state can't be advised because they can't be trusted, that he doesn't think the staff realizes that under the law the state has the State Department has the responsibility, the secretary does, that other departments can't start exploration with other governments without going through the Secretary of State. Therefore, he wants to be informed. And he says, I'm going to find out all that's possible about what everyone is doing. I'll be goddamned if I'll operate in the dark. For instance, the Commerce Department's last negotiations with the Soviet we had to back out on because they had done them illegally. He said he was sending a memo to the president on this and that we need to get the word out. For example, he's heard that the Secretary of Agriculture is going to Moscow and he thinks he should be in touch with him, so on. Still worrying about his own position rather than how to be of assistance to the president. End of March 20th.